GOP senators push measure to end vaccine mandates for international truck drivers. By Hannah Blow on February 22, 2022. Republican senators are pushing a measure to end vaccine mandates imposed upon international truck drivers, they announced on Tuesday. The terminating reckless and unnecessary checks known to erode regular shipping truckers Act would specifically exempt commercial truck drivers from Canada or Mexico who are seeking to temporarily enter the United States for business through a land port of entry from any COVID-19 vaccination requirement, according to a summary of the measure. Senator Rick Scott, RFL, is leading the effort alongside Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, Mike Braun, RN, Kevin Cramer, RND, Josh Hawley, RMO, John Hoven, RND, Mike Lee, RUT, Roger Marshall, RKS, and Marco Rubio, RFL. Truck drivers are the backbone of America's economy. My dad was a truck driver and I know firsthand how critical these men and women are to getting products flowing to American families and businesses again, Senator Scott said, highlighting the impact President Biden's inflation and supply chain crises are having on Americans. By pushing these ridiculous mandates, he is only making things worse. The government has no business pushing mandates on families and our hard-working businesses, and my Truckers Act will help stop this nonsense in its tracks, he said, adding that it would be wise of the president to take note of what's happening in Canada and see that the top-down, government-controls-all approach doesn't work. Truckers and essential workers keep goods flowing and shelves stocked, Senator Blackburn said. COVID-19 vaccine requirements are overreaching and unnecessary. If Biden was truly worried about unvaccinated people coming into the country, Blackburn said, he should instead secure the southern border and stop the millions of unvaccinated illegal aliens from flooding into our country. Ultimately, Senator Rubio added, the bill will put an end to this craziness, help relieve the ongoing supply chain crisis, and restore freedom for North American truckers. Meanwhile, a 38,000-strong trucker convoy is reportedly heading to Washington, D.C. to protest U.S. coronavirus mandates ahead of President Biden's March 1 State of the Union address. They are expected to protest near the White House and the National Mall.